Among the presidential candidates, environmental issues haven't gotten much play. Here in New Hampshire, that's not quite the case, especially in the gubernatorial race, where issues like Northern Pass, solar and wind energy, and high energy costs have shaped the campaigns. Online at nhpr.org, as part of our series Where They Stand, we have an interactive guide to how Democrat Colin Van Ostern and Republican Chris Sununu differ on environmental issues. And this morning, Paige Sutherland highlights a few of those differences and how Van Ostern tries to use his support of renewable energy to campaign against Sununu.
If you get the chance to see Colin Van Ostern out on the stump this year, you'll likely hear something like this.
The future that I see for our state is one where we can double the amount of solar power in New Hampshire that's outputted just in the next 2 to 4 years. And that is exciting because it'll be great for our economy, it'll hold down energy costs, and it'll help our entire economy grow.
That was in September at a solar farm in Lee. Van Ostern talks about his support of solar as a way to separate himself from Chris Sununu, and sometimes quite forcefully, like during NHPR's candidate forum last month, moderated by the exchange host, Laura Kanoy.
I think he's probably voted against more solar and renewable energy projects than any politician in state history. I'd love for somebody to compile a whole list.
Yeah. Is the executive council voting on solar array?
Yeah, let's be clear. Projects? I have voted for far more renewable projects than I've said no to.
Van Ostern is referring to votes on a wind project in Berlin and solar projects in Manchester, Durham, and Peterborough. Van Ostern voted for all of them, and Sununu against, at times being the sole naysayer. But Sununu argues it's not that black and white.
Councilor Van Ostern's right. He has been a rubber stamp and voted for every single project without question since the day he took over as the council. I bring discernment, judgment, and frankly just good common sense to making sure we do it right.
Sununu has supported clean energy projects in the past, but stresses only when they're financially viable and energy efficient. Another issue the two don't necessarily see eye to eye on is Northern Pass. The highly controversial proposal would build a 192-mile transmission line from Canada through northern New Hampshire and then east to Deerfield. Sununu backs the project, saying it will drive down the cost of energy. Van Ostern opposes it and says the latest proposal to bury 60 miles of lines doesn't go far enough.
Well, I'm not satisfied with what they've proposed today because I think they need to do a better job of making sure they don't damage our tourism economy or the natural resources that help us have the best quality of life in the country.
Currently, Northern Pass is working its way through the permit process, both with the state and federally. There are areas, though, where the pair shares views, such as raising the cap on net metering, efforts to conserve and preserve the state's natural resources, and cutting the cost of energy. As the CEO of Waterville Valley Ski Resort, Sununu says these costs affect the way he runs his business. He asserts the state needs a stakeholder in the corner office who understands that.
We don't have a truly viable long-term energy plan in this state. It's one of my biggest frustrations. When you see the manufacturers leaving, BAE, Foss, Ruger, they're doing expansion projects out of state. I understand exactly why, because I'm living with those same burdens that they have to live with.
But you'll hear that same pitch from Van Ostern, who often touts his experience in manufacturing, working with Stonyfield Farm, a yogurt company out of Londonderry. Both agree the state needs more sources of energy. But what exact projects would solve this dilemma is where the two candidates tend to differ. You can read more about these differences online at nhpr.org, where digital producer Sarah Plort has built out an interactive focus just on these issues. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.